So we're getting in here on the top of Vayin Gimel Amud Aleph, three lines down. They asked Rav Sheshet, Arel, mahu b'maaser? What's the din of an Arel vis-a-vis maaser? We've dealt with Arel in a number of situations. Now we want to know what his status is regarding maaser, maaser sheni. Ki heichi diyalei pesach mima'aser? Just like we have a limud from maaser to pesach about aninut, then yan aninut, and there we have a discussion about whether the limud was a gzeirah shavah or is the limud a kal v'chomer. Yalif nami maser mi pesach le'inyan arelut. Then do we also have it be a two-way street where maser will learn out from pesach for arel? Oh, dilma chamur mi kal yalif. Or maybe the chamur being pesach is learned from the kal maser. Kal mi chamur lo yalif. But something that is more kal, we won't learn from that which is more chamur. Seems like an obvious question or an answer, which is, of course not. If the limud is a kal v'chomer, then you can't move the information from Pesach back to Maaser. And that might be the gist, that's what Tosafot says, that is the gist of the question, which is, the safek is, what is the limud, how does it work or function between Pesach and Maaser? Is it a gzeirah shavah? And from mimenu, mimenu. And that gzeirah shavah teaches us never going to be a two-way street, because it's irrelevant whether it's chamur or kal then, because you're functioning or working with a gzeirah shavah. And if that's the case, you can move the information both ways, just like we learned aninut from maaser, which we know, achalti b'oni b'menu, we learned to pesach, which also has a restriction with aninut. We can also do the other way, which is we can have from pesach, a v'chol arel lo yochabo, be shifted over to maaser, that also there, arel would be asur. Or, was it learned through a kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer, like by Kodoshim, and we discussed this also 2 days ago, which is, does it function through a gzeirah shavah or a kal v'chomer? But maybe here it's a kal v'chomer. And the reason that Pesach is asur b'aninut is a kal v'chomer maaser. If that's the case, then you can't reverse it. That's one way to formulate the safek here. Or Tosfot says, even if you say it's a gzeirah shavah, maybe the nature of the gzeirah shavah is different. Is it gzeirah shavah that is not mufneh? It simply is, we have the two words, but they're not extraneous. And therefore, meshivin, then you're allowed to ask logical questions against the gzeirah shavah. Or is it gzeirah shavah that's mufne, where one of the words is extraneous? And if the word is extraneous, then you can't ask questions, you can't ask logical arguments against it. So one of those two is the safek of the Gemara over here, as to what is the status of maaser in terms of learning arel from Pesach. We learned it in a Mishnah. Mishnah compares Truma Bikurim and Maaser Sheni and gives you different things that are common between two of the parties, but one of them does not have that character trait. So first it starts out with that Truma Bikurim. They have certain commonalities between them that are not true by Maaser Sheni, which is number one, Chayavim Aleihem Mita. The punishment for them is Mita Bidei Shemaim. V'chomesh. If you eat them bishogei, then you're chayav a chomesh, keren, plus a chomesh has to be added on, because it's asura lezarim, which makes the next line in the Mishnah a little problematic, which is vasarim lezarim. The reason you pay a chomesh is because it's asurim lezarim, so what have you added by saying vasarim lezarim? So some say that that's just an emphasis on that point, which is asurim lezarim, is telling you why you pay a chomesh by shogeg is because they are asurim bizarim. That's one way to deal with it. Tosafot asks the question, he brings from the Oruch, that the asur lezarim, it's trich lechatzi shi'ur, to teach you that even when you don't have a full shi'ur to be chayav a chomesh by shogeg, there's still an isur of zarut by truma and bikurim, and that's why we have to have asurim lezarim over here. Now that would be, depending on the way that you learn in the last parak in Yoma, machloket, as to whether chatzi shiur is deoraita or chatzi shiur is derabanan. But either way, one of those two would apply over here. He also says, od perish lashon acher. He says another one is that asur lezarim afila yudei pidyom. That even if you redeem it, it's still asur lezarim. Redeeming the trumah lebikurim doesn't work. And since it doesn't work, it remains asur lezarim, as opposed to maaser sheni, where you can redeem it. And when you redeem it, then it frees it out to chulin, and you can eat it. So that's what asura the zarim means over here. V'hein yichsei kohen, they are the possession of the kohen. Here Tosafot discusses what exactly they are, the possession of the kohen for, but yichsei kohen is as opposed to maaser sheni. Maser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, at least according to Rabbi Meir, as we're going to learn. And then you're Zoche Mishulchan Gavoa. You get it from Hashem's Shulchan. Therefore, you bring the Maser Sheni up to Yerushalayim, or the Pidyon up to Yerushalayim, and you have to eat it or use it for certain things in Yerushalayim because it's granted from Hashem to you. Similar to Korbanot, that are granted from Hashem to you, whereas Bikurim and Trumah may be different, at least Trumah for sure, where Trumah is a Kodshei Gvul, has nothing to do with the Migdash, it's one of the Matnot Kuhuna that comes out in the Gvulin. Bikurim as well are Matnot Kuhuna, there it might have a little more similarity to Maaseh Sheni and being a Zachum Shulchan Gvoa, even though it never went on the Mizbeach, but it's touched the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, they have the same status, which is Nichsei Kohen. The Kohen can go ahead and marry a woman with it. He can use it for whatever his own monetary means. It's his choice how he uses them. Volim be'achad memeya. They are also batel in a mixture of 100 to 1, whether that's 100 to 1 or 101 to 1, makolket rishonim, but they are batel in 100 to 1 versus maser sheni, which is batel be'rov. Now, even though technically echad b'meya is also only a din derabonon, because midoraita everything is batel berov, the limud of echad b'meya is really only an asmachta from the psukim that we learn it out, but it's a din derabonon. Betuuna and rechitzat yadayim, they require your hands be washed before you come into contact with them, because truma can or can reach a shlishi the tuma, and stam yadayim are sheni the tuma, so they will ruin truma and bikurim, which is similar to truma. Therefore, you have to wash your hands beforehand, which is not true by Maaser Sheni and Chulin, where you don't have to wash your hands. Veherev Shemesh. And they also require that if a person goes to the mikveh, he still can't partake of Truma Bikurim. He has to wait for the sun to set on that day in order for him to be Tahor, to consume or be in contact with these items. Haryu Elu b'Truma Bikurim. These are true by Truma Bikurim. Masha ain't gain b'Maaser, which is not like Maaser Sheni, as we've noted all along. Vimita. If you're right that with regards to Arelut, that Maser Sheni is not a problem, then Nitne Arel Asur Behen, Mashen came to Maser Sheni. You should have had another difference written in the Mishnah, which is Bikurim and Truma are restricted from Arel, that we learn out from Pesach, whether you learn that out from Toshav V'Sachir, the Gzeresh of Rabbi Eliezer, or Rabbi Akiva from Ish Ish, that includes an Arel, but either way, by Truma, Arel is Asur, and that will be extrapolated to Bikurim, because Bikurim has the same din as Truma. Therefore, they are clearly Asurim bi'Arel. Now, if you tell me Maaser Sheni is not Asur bi'Arel, then you could have added another difference here in the Mishnah. The fact that the Mishnah doesn't note it means it seemed like that Maaser Sheni is also Asur bi'Arelut. Where it says, Tana v'Shier. The Tana left over something. Umay Shier. So what did it leave over? Dahai Shier. It left over this one. Shear the kakadani seifa. Meaning that we have a Tana that we're saying has left this out. And then the Gemara wants to know, okay, you can't just say it left out one item. You can't say that it got all everything right except for one thing that it left out. If you invoke this principle of Tana v'shear, it cannot just be that he left out the single item that you want that are thinking about. It must be that he left out other items as well. And so that's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. What is it that he left out? Dai Shier? Shier de Katani Seifa. In the latter half of that Mishnah, there is another comparison, and there we have other things that are missing. And by noting other things that are missing, that means that the Mishnah is not comprehensive. Once the Mishnah is not comprehensive, then you can make a claim that it left this out. If you say to me the Mishnah says everything except this, then you can't say the Mishnah is not comprehensive. It means that it left it out for a reason, because it wasn't the difference. So Mary says what the Seifa of that Mishnah says, Yesh b'maser bikurim. Again, there are commonalities between Maaser Sheni and Bikurim. Mashen came b'Truma. It is not true by Truma. She'a Maser v'Bikurim tunim havat makom. Maser and Bikurim require it be brought up to Yerushalayim. Maaser Sheni must be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. Bikurim have to be brought to the Mizbeach, or to the Kohen and the Mizbeach of Hanafa and touch the Mizbeach. V'tunim vidui. It's an interesting note here. They both require a vidui. Neither of which is called vidui in the Torah. We have mikra bikurim, and what Chazal term is vidui maser, which is somewhat questionable as to what the vidui is in the vidui maser, but you require a parsha to be read when they bring the maser, and you require a parsha to be read when you bring the bikurim. Now, the parsha of vidui maser includes within it truma. If you remember the way that the Vidui Maaser is laid out there, it says each of the items that you were supposed to do in Chazal Darshan, that you took Bikurim, you took Truma, you did all these things. So Truma is subsumed in the Parsha of Vidui Maaser. But as Tosafot notes here, if your problem was only Truma, you wouldn't say Vidui Maaser. You only say Vidui Maaser if you're doing it for the Maaser, and then once you're doing it for the Maaser, you do it for the Truma as well. So it's a subcategory of the Vidui Maaser. It's not something on its own or independently that you would say a Vidui for. Vasur le'onein. And it's asur for an onein. Onanein is restricted in Maaser Sheni because it says, lo achalti be'oni mimenu. We'll see why by Bikurim that's the case. Whereas by Truma, there is no restriction of Aninut, because we learned that already. V'chol zar, zarut amarti lecha velo Aninut. That Truma is not a problem for an onein, as opposed to the Maaser Sheni. V'Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says that it isn't a problem for an onein here, at least vis-a-vis Bikurim. It's obvious by Maaser Sheni that it is, because it says, lo achalti boni mimenu. But for Bikurim, that's not a problem of onein, that's not a difference. B'chayavim b'biur. They both require biur. Now, biur maaser we know about, because that is what the Vidui Maaser is associated with. It's associated that in the third year, if he hasn't yet given the masrot from that cycle, that maaser subcycle. The maaser subcycle is that you have the first year and second year you give maaser rishon and maaser sheni, and in the third year you give maaser rishon and maaser ani. So those are 2 3-year cycles for the maaser. If after those 3 years you haven't given your maaser, then in that fourth year you have to do vidui maaser and you have to rid yourself of these items. Now, the way that you do biur is a question here. What does it mean that you have to eliminate them? It sounds like from the Parshat Vidui Maaser that you have to give them to the people that they belong to. If you've been holding on to them, you got to distribute them to the individuals that you were supposed to give them to. And Bikurim also makes it sound like if you haven't brought the Bikurim, you have to bring them up to the Mikdash. Here, Tosafot discusses that. And if you look in the last Tosafot, on the Amud, he says, Per Shivan, the Bir Maaser love Kibir Bikurim. Bir Maaser and Bir Bikurim are different. The Bir Maaser B'Shanadalit. Bir Maaser happens on the fourth year, and after the 3-year cycle is completed, in the fourth year, at Pesach of the fourth year, that's when we do Vidui Maaser. Ubir Bikurim Nacharachag. And Bir Bikurim is if you don't bring them by Sukkot of that year, then you do the Bir after Sukkot of that year. Even though you're allowed to bring Bikurim until Chanukah time. Nevertheless, if you already had the Bikurim available before Sukkot, and you didn't bring them on Sukkot, then they're Nidche, and you have to eliminate the Bikurim then. So that's the way that the Rivan learns. On the other hand, Veini Rather Ri. The Ri says that's not the case. Deinze Biur. That what you're talking about is not Biur. Because Hatam Taim Ir Kavu, there, over there you're saying that the Bikurim are let to rot. Why are they let to rot? Because Nir'u, the Kriya, Vinidchu. You had a chance to bring them up before Sukkot. If you bring the Bikurim between Shavuot and Sukkot, you read the Parsha Mikri Bikurim. If you bring them after Sukkot, then you bring them without Mikra Bikurim until Chanukah, in Yom HaDiyoma. So you're allowed to bring them until Chanukah. It's one of the 2 times that Chanukah is mentioned alone in the Mishnayot. It's only mentioned here by Mikra Bikurim. The other place is mentioned in the Gemara Baba Kama with regards to having permission to put a fire outside and the Pishtan and the Gemal catching fire. Those are the 2 times in the Mishnayot that Chanukah is mentioned. Otherwise, Chanukah is not really mentioned in the Mishnayot. We have a Gemara in Bavet Madikin that brings Breitot and Megillat Tanit. But as far as in the Shas Mishnayot, Chanukah does not really appear. This is one of those few locations where Chanukah appears, is by Mikra Bikurim. The bringing of Bikurim is allowed until Chanukah. But if you had the Bikurim available before Sukkot, and now you want to bring them after Sukkot, that doesn't work. Because you had a chance to bring them with Kriya, and now you bring them without Kriya, you can't bring them. That's why you're Kribul. But that's not called Bir Bikurim. Bir to Bikurim, Rabbi Kishel Maaser, the Ri says. Bir Bikurim is the same way that you do Maaser. That if you didn't give them to the Kohen before the Chag, or you have Frisham Nachar Chag, you hold a Shemran at Shana Dalit. You can wait until the fourth year to give them, just like you gave Maaser Sheni and Truma. You have to rid yourself of all these things in the fourth year. So then the Tosafot asks on himself, then, Vim Tomar Truma Nami Tuna Biur? Doesn't Truma require Biur? Because the Mishnah asks, Kesed Ayah Biur, Truma Trumat Maaser the Balim. You have to give all these items to their proper owner. Yesh Lamar, the Truma ain't Tzarech Rak Litna LeKohen. LeKohen Yecholei Shomra Kol Zman Sheyirtzeh. But the Truma, you just have to get it to the Kohen. Once the Kohen has it, it has no expiry date on it. So there's no expiry date on Truma. On the other hand, by Maaser Sheni Bikurim, If you don't give them by that fourth year, tzrich levaram min olam. You have to rid them from the world, you have to burn them, you have to get rid of them totally. No, so if you bring them to the Kohen has to eat them by that time period, otherwise he has to rid himself of them. That's what Tosfos is saying is the difference. By Truma, if you get it to the Kohen's hand before the fourth year is up, the Kohen has no expiry date, he can keep it forever. By Bikurim, even if you get it to the Kohen, he's gotta take care of it, he's gotta eat them within that period of time. If he doesn't eat them in that period of time, they're gonna expire. And there's gonna be biur min olam. That's what the biur here means, is that same thing with Maaser Sheni. You can eat it, you can bring it up to Yerushalayim, but if you don't get it there by that time, then it expires and you have to get rid of it. That's the way the Ri is learning over here, which is the difference between Truma, which has no expiry date. That is the difference. And Rabbi Shimon Patar Bikurim says that the Kohen has no expiry date on the Bikurim. That's exactly what he means. He says the Israel has got to get them to the Kohen, but then once the Kohen has them, there's no expiry date on the Bikurim, and that's what Rabbi Shimon is arguing about here. So here's a little Tosafot discussing exactly what it means here by Biur Bikurim. Is Biur Bikurim the yearly Bikurim cycle, or is it talking about Bikurim over the 4-year Meiser cycle that the Kohen has a expiry date? Not that the Israel has got to get them to the Mikdash or to the Kohen, but rather the expiry is about keeping the Kohen, keeping them after that point in time once he's received them. Right now, Rabbi Shimon Poter. Then it says, V'chayevim Biur V'Rabbi Shimon Poter. Again, Rabbi Shimon says Bikurim don't have a Biur to them. V'ilu, asur l'varher mehen bitum'ah, the restriction against getting rid of them, bitum'ah, ve'ochlan bitum'at atzman lokeh, mashe'en kein bitum'ah loktani. It's missing these two items. These two items are true by Truma'ah, not true by Bikurim Maser, which is number one, by Truma'ah, if the item becomes tamei, Truma'ah becomes tamei, and you can't eat it, obviously, now, because it's Truma'ah tamei'ah, you can burn it and get hanoah from burning it. Shem and Truma, that is Tmeya, you can still use for candlelight. That is not true by Maaser Sheni, that becomes Tmei. It's also not true by Bikurim, that become Tmei. You're not allowed to eliminate them and get hanoah from the Biur of these items. That's number one difference that's not mentioned here in the Mishnah. An additional difference that's not mentioned here in the Mishnah is if the object itself becomes Tmei, do you get Malkot for eating the object when it is Tmei? So that's another thing, that by Truma, you're only Muzhar al Tumat Aguf. If the individual, the Kohen, is Tamei and he eats the Truma, then there's Malkot. But if the Truma is Tamei and then he eats it, it might be Asur, but he doesn't get Malkot. That's not true by Bikurim and Maaser Sheni. Even if the object is Tamei and you consume it, you will get Malkot. So those are two differences that should have been mentioned in the Mishnah and are not. And that's what the Gemara says, Amotana Bishir. We see that the list here in the Mishnah is not comprehensive. Because in the Sefer, you see there were items that were left out. So too in the Reisha, this item could have been left out. And we have no proof from this Mishnah as to the din of Arelut by Maaser Sheni, because the Mishnah is not comprehensive. Now the Gemara is going to go back and discuss some of these items from the Mishnah, which is number one, Vasrim Le'onein. They are Asur for an Onein, V'Rabbi Shimon Matir. We saw this in the latter half of the Mishnah that Maaser Sheni and Bikurim are restricted by Onein, whereas Rabbi Shimon says Bikurim are not restricted in Onein. Truma, we know, is not restricted by Onein. Menalahu, where do they know this from? Dichtiv, lo tuchol le'chol bisharecha, masar dagancha, v'tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha, u'trumati adcha. It says you may not eat in your gates, and your gates means locally. You can't eat locally your maser, dagan tirosh v'yitzar, and trumati adcha. So now, as far as Maaser, we're talking about Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Rishon is allowed to be eaten in your gates. There is no requirement to bring it to Yerushalayim, and same thing with Maaser Ani. So here we're talking about Maaser Sheni that must be brought up to Yerushalayim. And in that same Pasuk that's describing what must be brought up to Yerushalayim, over there you can see the Chulei, there are other items there. One of the items is Trumati Adcha. V'amamar, and we have a limud about Trumati Adcha, Ilu HaBikurim, that refers to the Bikurim. It's certainly not talking about Truma Mamash, because Truma Mamash is Kodshei Gvul. There's no requirement to bring that up to Yerushalayim. Tosafot adds in addition to that, but it talks about Trumat Yad, that Yad is prominent in Mikra Bikurim, because it says, V'lakacha Kohen Atena Miyadecha, that the Kohen will take the basket from your hand, so your hand appears there, so Trumat Yadcha is referring to the Bikurim. V'itkish Bikurim L'maser. And therefore, there is now a Hekesh between Bikurim and Maser. Ma Maser Asur Le'onein. Apikurim asur le'onein. Just like maser is asur le'onein, because that's what it says in Vidu Maser, lo achalti be'oni mimenu. So too, Bikurim also has that requirement that it not be consumed as an onein. It's interesting they use this juxtaposition because in Parshat Ki Tavoh, the Parshiot are juxtaposed. Mikra Bikurim and Bidui Maser are juxtaposed over there. So there is already a Hekesh in Sefer Dvarim, but here they use it in that Pasuk where they're literally together, of Trumat Yadcha and Maaser Sheni in a single Pasuk, rather than simply Smichut HaParshiot. This is a real Hekesh because they're brought together in the same Pasuk. And therefore we're going to have this Mamaser Asur Leonein, Af Bikurim Asur Leonein. Birabi Shimon, Truma Karinu Rachmana. Bikurim are called Truma. Matruma Muter Leonein, Af Bikurim Muter Leonein. Just like Truma is Mutar Leonein, so too Bikurim are Mutar Leonein. Now, V'chayavim B'biur, they are required to have biur done to them. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Mar Mekish, Mar Lo Mekish. The same reason again. Because the question is, what's the connection to Maaser Sheni? Right, the Tana Kama again says Maaser Sheni and Bikurim have a Hekesh. Just like Maaser Sheni has biur, so does Bikurim. And Rabbi Shimon again says, no, there is no Hekesh over here. So that's why you don't have that comparison. Now the Gemara is going to move on to the next things that were left out of the Mishnah and discuss them. Now, as far as this Hekesh is concerned, all the Rishonim ask over here, if there is such a Hekesh between Maser and Bikurim, how come it's not a two-way street? In that we're learning out things from Maser Sheni to Bikurim, including Biur and Aninut. Why don't we start learning out things from Bikurim to Maaser Sheni? We don't see that happening over here. We only see a one-way limud, not a two-way limud. The reason for that might have to do with what Rabbi Shimon is saying over here, which is that there is a connection between Bikurim and Truma. The connection of Bikurim to Truma over here makes it that Bikurim takes on properties like Truma, and Truma has a miut associated with it. There are many miutim in Truma that say this is only true by Truma, not by Maaser, not by other places. And because of that, even though technically there's a Hekesh here, some of the information will not be learnt over from Maaser Sheni to Bikurim or from Bikurim to Maaser Sheni because of Truma that is there. So the connection of Bikurim to Truma will actually prevent some of the Limudim from happening with regards to Maaser. So certain things like we know is true by Truma and Maaser is excluded because it says Bo. Bo you have this but not by Maaser. That same exclusion will apply by Bikurim to say that it applies by Bikurim and not by Maaser Sheni. So even though you have this Hekesh here, there's a tension. There's a tension in Bikurim, which is Bikurim is called Truma on one hand. On the other hand, it has Hekesh to Maaser Sheni. So Bikurim, therefore, is pulling from Maaser Sheni. It only learns out the Chumrot from Maaser Sheni because it also has Truma on the other side that's teaching you things, that tension that's pulling it. But it also has another impact, which is that Maaser Sheni will also not learn from Bikurim because of the Miyutim that are found by Truma. All right, now, the Gemara continues with the things that were left out. You're not allowed to eliminate them while they're tameh. And somebody who eats them when the object itself is tameh gets malkot. Minolon. Where do we know this from? The Tanya, we have a brighter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, we say in Devidim Aser, lo bi'arti mimenu b'tameh. I did not eliminate it when it was tameh. Now, biur is a general term. General term of biur could be both I didn't burn it, but it also could mean I didn't consume it. I didn't eat it. So that the consuming or bi'ur of the Maaser Sheni has two possibilities. One is eating and the other one is burning it. So that tells you both of these items. Lo bi'arti mimenu tameh. Ben shani tameh, v'hu tahor. That's whether the individual is tameh and the object is tahor. Or ben shani tahor, v'hu tameh. Or whether I was tahor, I mean the person was tahor, and the object was tameh. Either way, it's restricted. V'heichim musar al achilato. And where are you restricted, or where do you get the azara for achila? Any of that? I don't know. All right, so now the question is, why do you need this at all? Everybody raises this question already, but why do you need to know where the azara? Didn't we just read that? Lo biarti mimenu bitameh. Just told me here that you can't eat it when the tumata guf, and you can't eat it when the object is tameh, and there is tarata guf. Can't eat it either way. Isn't that enough of an azara? So why do I need now to search for a separate azara for it's already mentioned over here? So the answer given by the Rishonim is that this is just the Sipur Dvarim. Vidu Maaser tells you information. So it tells us we know for certain that was restricted. But it isn't the restriction itself because it's a vidui. It's saying I didn't do this, I didn't do this, I didn't do this. But I need to know where the Isur is from. And that's what the Gemara is asking. If you want to get Malkot for this, then you need to find me an azara. You can tell me that it's a sur, that I know, lo achalti be'oni b'menu, tells me that aninut is a sur. It doesn't tell me I'm going to get Malkot reading a Be'aninut, because it's just telling me that that's a sur. It doesn't tell me where I get the lav from. That's the same question that's being asked over here. I know that you're not allowed to eat it, bitumah. But how do I know that I get Malkot for that? Because the Gemara said that you get Malkot for that. Where is that from? That can't be from the Bidui Maser itself, because that can only teach me that it's a sur. And that's what the Gemara asked. Now, truthfully, in the Limud here, which is a Midrash Halacha, the Midrash Halacha now continues, and it's further down in the Gemara, Talmud Omar. When the Gemara says Talmud Omar, that's where this continues. But the Gemara here, before the Midrash Halacha is over, comes in and inserts a question, or inserts information, and says, Tuma the Guf Behedjiktiv Be. The guards to Tuma the Guf, that's explicitly read in by Maaser Sheni, because it says, Nefesh Asher Tigabo, person who comes into contact with it, Vitama Ad Arif, and he is then Tamei. Lo yochal min hakodeshim, he may not eat of the kodeshim, kim rachatz b'saro b'mayim, until he's gone to the mikveh. So it's clearly not talking about chuma, because chuma in Parshat Emor, we know, says that he has to go to the mikveh, and then uba shemesh b'taher, he needs hair of shemesh. So here we can't be talking about chuma. What kodeshim are we talking about that only requires tevilah? That's maaser, maaser sheni. So it says over here, nefesh shishika b'tuma ad arev, lo yochal min hakodeshim, kim rachatz b'saro b'mayim. So you see over here, someone with tuma teguf has a lav associated with him. So therefore, what do you mean? Any old day, I don't know. It's an explicit pasuk that says it's a lav. But it says, tumat atzmo minay. Not asking you, how do you know that tumat aguf gets malkot? Then we know it's from the pasuk. I want to know, how do you know that tumat maser sheni, if it's tameh and you eat it, that you get malkot? Talmud Omar, here's the pasuk. This is a continuation of the Midrash Halacha. That was the insertion of the Gemara's sidebar question. Here's the continuation of the Midrash Halacha. Talmud Omar, lo tuchal lechol bin sha'arecha masar dagancha. It says you may not eat in your sha'arim, in your gateways, masar dagancha. Ula halanu omer. And then further on it says, bisha'arecha tochlenu atamei v'ator yachtav katzvi v'kayal. It says later on, in your gateways, you're allowed to eat tamei v'tahor. Both the tamei and tamar are allowed to eat it together. Katzvi v'kayal. This is talking about psulei amukdashim. Something that was a korban that got a mum in it and you redeemed it. After you redeemed it, the psulei amukdashim are now chulin. Once you've redeemed it, it's chulin, you're allowed to eat it. Tamei v'tahor yachtav. There's no restriction of tamei and tahor. Now, the pashtut of pasuk there is talking about tahor and tamei, is the individual is tahor or tamei. But as Rashi points out, if the individual is eating it as tamei, when he touches it, he's going to make it tamei. It means the tahor is eating food that is tamei. So the fact that they compare or contrast here the sharecha of psulei mukdashim to the sharecha by maaser sheni teaches you that what is allowed by psulei mukdashim, lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha, you're not allowed to do by maaser sheni. And that's what it says here. Tanei bei Rabbi Shmuel, afilu tamei v'tor ochlim al shulchan echad bekara achat. By psulei mukdashim, a tamei and tahor can eat on one table, even in a single dish. Ve'inan choshim, they don't have to worry about the passage of tumah here. Ve'kar mar rachmana, ha'u damir lecha hatam b'sharecha tochlenu. And that's what the Torah is saying. Lo tuchal lechol b'sharecha means, don't eat it the way that you ate it the other shahr. What's the other shahr? That's the pasuk by psulei mukdashim, which says, eat it tamei and tahor yachtav. That, lo tu achal lechol b'sharecha masar degancha, you're not allowed to do that, but maaser sheni. You can't have the tamei and tahor eating it yachtav, which means that even when you're tahor and the object is tamei, you may not consume of it, and there is your lav that you were looking for to get malkot for maaser sheni when the maaser sheni is tamei and the individual is tahor. So we brought two psukim, one pasuk to tell us about tumat aguf, when the individual is tamei and he's eating maaser sheni, he is chayav malkot. That is from the pasuk that we find in Pashat Emor. Nefesh etigabo v'tamad arif v'yuchal min hakodeshim ki im rachatz b'saro b'mayim. That's the lav if the person is tamei and the maaser sheni is tahor. On the other hand, where the person is tahor and the maaser sheni is tamei, that we learn out of lo tuchal lechol bisharecha, with the comparison of bisharecha to the bisharecha by psulei mukdashim, and it's a contrast saying don't do what you do by psulei mukdashim, and that's how we have the lav by both of them. Now the Gemara says, Masha inkein b'truma. This is not true by truma. So Gemara wants to know, minolan. How do we know that it's not true by truma? So Amar Rabbi Bo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kra. Lo bi'arti mimenu b'tamei. Because in Vidu Emasa, you say, I did not eliminate it b'truma. Mimenu yatam avir. That you're not allowed to illuminate or consume when it is tamei. Aval atam avir shemen shel truma shenitma. But you're allowed to burn shemen of truma that became tamei, that you are allowed to burn. Ve'ema mimenu yatam avir, otam avir shemen shel kodesh, shenitma. So wait a minute, why are you saying that it's coming to exclude truma? Maybe it's coming to exclude kodesh. And say that shemen of kodesh can be burnt. I mean, if you are makdish shemen, or shemen from mincha, or mincha that became tameh, maybe you should be able to burn the shemen that's associated with it. It says, la'al kavachomer hu? That's a kavachomer. Umam aser akal amra torah lo biyartim menu bitameh. Kodesh chamur lo koshekein. Well, then it's certainly a kavachomer. If by maser sheni, which is almost kimat chulin, you say that you can't burn it when it's tameh, then certainly kodesh, you can't burn it when it's tameh. Where it says, yihochi truma inami kavachomer. Right, you could have the same kavachomer by truma. Ba'aktiv mimenu. It has a elimination of mimenu. There's a meal to mimenu. Where it says, umaraita. So then how do you know which one is excluded and which one is included here? Mistavro kodesh lo memetinan. Makes sense that kodesh is not excluded, meaning kodesh has the same din as maaser sheni, that you can't burn it when it's tamei. Shekein pankakas. This is an acronym for these items. She has number one, pigul, notar, kurban, mi'ila, karet, basur leonein. Kodesh has all of these things that it differentiates itself from truma. Number one is it has a din of pigul and notar, which don't apply by truma. There's no expiry by truma, and there's no pigol by truma. There's no machshavat psul by truma. Korban, they are brought on the mizbeach. When it comes to kodoshim, that's not true by truma. Mi'ila, there is mi'ila. Now, mi'ila is for misappropriation of hekdesh. One pays for mi'ila. Now, that's different. Truma also has that. But truma, if you eat a bishogei, a zar eats a bishogei, then he also has to pay keren v'chomesh. So what does that mean here that there's mi'ila that is distinct from truma, which has keren v'chomesh, which is mi'ila, you have to bring both keren v'chomesh and a korban for mi'ila, whereas by truma, it's only keren v'chomesh. But from the tzad sheni, keren v'chomesh by truma is more chamur because it applies even when the kohen is mutar to eat it, it's asur lezarim. But by mi'ila, when it is mutar the kohanim, there's no din of mi'ila anymore. Once there's a head to the kohanim, mi'ila doesn't apply anymore. Karet, there's a din of karet by kodesh, which is not true by truma. Vasur le'onein, and it's restricted to onein. Kodesh cannot be eaten by onein. That's from a kal v'chomer, from a limbo, the hekesh from maser. Adar abo, the Gemara says, let's say the other way. Truma lo matina shekein machpaz. Truma has these chumrot associated, which is mita bidei shamayim. So it's not clear here. In one case, they're saying karet is more chamor, and the other side, they're saying mita bidei shamayim is more chamor. So it's not clear here which one is more chamor. Avir goes back and forth, seemingly discussing which one is more chamur. Is it the karet or the mita bidei shemayim? V'chomesh, we said keren v'chomesh, and we described that before, versus mi'ila, where this is a permanent problem for zarim, whereas mi'ila is suspended after this het to the kohanim. Ve'ein la pijon, you cannot redeem ever truma, whereas kodesh, when it becomes basul, you can redeem it. Vasura l'zarim, it's restricted to Zarim, which is also true by certain Kodashim, but there's certain Kodashim like Kodashim Kalim, which are Mutar the Zarim, where the Balim get to eat the Korban. So there's certain places where Zarim are Mutar. So my answer is, like we've seen before, Hanach Nefishan. There are more items by Kodesh. It's 6 versus 4. So therefore, Kodesh is more Chamur. So if you have a choice, which one are you going to be Machmir and which one you're going to exclude, we're going to say Kodesh is included to make it a Sur. And Truma will be excluded to say that it's not Asur. V'ibaitema karet adifa. And some just say, hands down, karet indicates you're dealing with something more chamor than mita bidei shemayim. Right now, the Gemara says, v'ochlan betumat atzman lokeh, mashen kein betruma. If you eat them betumat atzman, when the object is tameh, you get malkot by maaser sheni, mashen kein betruma. That's not true by truma. Milkahu deloloki has isura ika. By truma, we're saying there's no malkot, but it's still Asur. Minolan, where is the pasuk that says it's asur? Amarkra bisharecha tochlena lezeh velo laacher. Bisharecha by the psulei mukdashim says bisharecha tochlena. You may eat it in your gateway tamei v'tor yachdav lezeh. For that item, you're allowed to do this, velo laacher. There's an exclusion. V'lav ba mechlal asay. That's exactly what it is. It's a lav who ba mechlal asay. It's an inference that comes out of a positive commandment, which is by psulei mukdashim, you're allowed to do this, eat tamei tor yachdav, implying, by truma you may not do that. So it's an inference from a positive statement, you take a negative statement by truma, so it has a din of an asay. An asay is asur, it's an isur asay, but it doesn't have makot associated with it. Amar Ravashi, mi reisha namishmat mina. We also in the reisha, tana vishier. The Gemara concluded that the Mishnah is not comprehensive because in the Sefer it left out some things. Now, Rav Ashi comes back and says, you know what? The Reisha also left out things. Where Truma and Bikurim are the same and not true by Maaser Sheni, there are other things that are not mentioned there, which is, B'delo Tani, you left out these things. No Hagim B'Shar Shanei Shvua. It applies to all the years. When it comes to Truma and Bikurim, Truma applies to all 6 years of the cycle. And the same thing with Bikurim. They apply to all 6 years of the cycle. That is not true by Maaser Sheni, which only applies to 4 out of the 6 years of the cycle. So that should have been a difference also that's mentioned. They cannot be redeemed. How come that's not mentioned? When it comes to Truma and Bikurim, there is no Pijon. Mashayin came by Maaser Sheni, where there is Pijon, there is redemption that is allowed. Shma Mina. So therefore you see that the Mishnah is not comprehensive, not only in the Seifa, did it leave out items, even in the Reisha it left out items that it should have mentioned. And since it's not comprehensive, I can't bring any conclusive proof about Arel by Maaser from this Mishnah, because it might have been left out because the Mishnah is not comprehensive, or it might have been left out because it's not true. And an Arel is Asur by Maaser, just like he's Asur by Truma and Bikurim. And we don't know which of those that it is. Since we don't know which of those that it is, therefore we can't conclude anything about Arel by Maaser. So therefore this Mishnah is not conclusive for us about the Din of Arel vis-a-vis Maaser. And we'll stop over here by the Shema Minah on the second line on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph.